Welcome to The Breakdown with Jay and Elle, where we'll discuss all of your NFL and NBA news.
Tap in if you want to get to The Breakdown.
Welcome to The Breakdown with Jay and Elle. I'm Jay.
And I'm Elle.
And today, you guys, we're going to talk about the UFL, some takeaways from that. We're going to talk about Elle's experience from the UFL game he attended. We're going to talk to you guys about some NBA games and the Stephon Diggs trade. And we're going to also talk about the Kansas City Chiefs potentially moving from Kansas City. But that's just, you know, smoke screen. Not sure that's going to happen or not. But first, we'll get into Elle's experience with the UFL. So, Elle, share your experience with our viewers.
Well, my experience was this. It was a great atmosphere. The tickets were reasonably priced. The odds of Renegades didn't win, but it was still a great experience. I would highly recommend it. I'm definitely gonna try to get Jay to come out with me to the next one. If you're looking for some football and you want something really good priced and good and entertaining, I recommend it.
Yeah, you said those tickets were like $20, right?
Yeah, like 22. I spent like the total price was $29.90, I think it was.
Yeah, that's not bad. Well, you were sitting there too. It's like you was close.
Yeah, I was sitting right at the end though, like right on the not the back end of it, but like on the corner of it. So I got a great viewing of the sidelines. Like, it wasn't crowded. It was definitely worth the money.
Yeah. Well, I'm glad you enjoyed it. I'm sorry.
It was pretty good, too.
Oh, what you have?
They had a chili cheese hot dog combo where you got a chili cheese dog, kettle chips, and a Sprite. Well, the Sprite was separate, but you got the dog and the chips was what the bag was. I was looking for the chili cheese nachos, but they didn't have any more cheese left. So I said, okay.
Okay. That sounds good. Yeah, I'm definitely going to make the next trip with you. We're going to plan it ahead of time, just time, try to get all the guys together. We're going to hit up that game.
Yeah, I definitely recommend it. Like, it was a fun experience. I definitely do it again.
Well, I'm glad you enjoyed yourself. I'm glad you had a good time. Was that your first football game you attended, or you been to other football games?
I've been to a Cowboys game when I was a kid. But as far as like an adult-wise, yeah, that was my first one.
Okay. Well.
Well, professional-wise, yeah, that was my first one.
Well, I'm glad it was memorable for you. And hopefully this next game, hopefully I'll be there with you. We can experience it together and have a good time.
Yeah, definitely. Maybe we can go out to eat afterwards.
All right. Next, I'm going to give you some takeaways. From my point of view, since I was able to attend the game with Elle, some stuff that I found that was pretty cool about the UFL. So first thing I noticed while watching the game was that the fans can hear the plays actually being called from the coaches to the players. I felt like that was cool. I had the coaches mic'd up, which I thought was cool. The next thing I found was cool is the super challenge, and that's when coaches can challenge any call or no call during any point of the game. So let's say pass interference should have been called. The coach can challenge that. They can review it and then overturn that call if they feel like that call needs to be overturned. So I find that cool. Lastly, I like the review technology from the UFL. They use 4K cameras to review the play calls, and they also use the cameras to help determine first downs and where to spot the football. I find that cool. And I'm sad that the Renegades, they lost their first game to the Stallions 27-14, but hopefully they can win this weekend. But are there any takeaways you have, Ill?
No, you just about hit everything on the head. Again, the experience was great. It was a good game. Highly recommend.
All right. So we're gonna move over to the NFL now. Something major happened in the NFL a couple of days ago. Out of nowhere, Bills traded Stephon Diggs to the Houston Texans. The Bills received a 2025 second round pick, this year's sixth round pick, and a 2025 fifth round pick. So what are your thoughts about the Stephon Diggs trade?
I think that when it comes to that trade, it was a good trade for both. Mainly for the Texans because they got another receiver to go alongside Tank Dell and Nico Collins. But the Bills, they kind of they got a lot of work to do. They're basically in a rebuild mode with a franchise quarterback. So they gotta have a bomb rookie receiver coming into the league. They gotta get this right now before later. Or work on your defense, because you have no defense. And that pick was like that 2026 pick, was it 2026, right?
2025.
That's not even this year. That's next year. That's even worse. You don't even get the pick. Yeah, that wasn't really too smart. I kind of agree with Shady said when he was like, that was dumb. You changed your Pro Bowl player for nothing. You didn't even get anything really in return.
Yeah, I feel like it was a bad trade for the Bills, even though they got picks out of the deal. But like El said, they lost their star receiver. And also, I don't know if El realizes this or not, but they lost their second receiver too, in Gabe Davis.
Oh, you like both of them?
He signed with the Jaguars.
Oh, so
So
you just, I'm just out of everybody.
their wide receiver room is looking dry. And y'all Bills fans, y'all better hope they get one of these wide receivers coming out in the draft, because there's some pretty good wide receivers coming out in this draft, and y'all need to draft one of them in order to replace Stephon Diggs. But
Or at least Gabe Davis.
yeah, but from the Houston, Texas standpoint, I feel like it was a great trade. You're doing a great. They doing overall. They've done a great job this off season. Supplying CJ Stroud with weapons on offense.
Yeah, and actually, they're showing everybody what you're supposed to do when you have a high caliber quarterback who's a rookie. You get high quality players that can complement that player, or you draft a player that can work with that player, like a Tank Dell and CJ Stroud. That's a tandem for years. When Stephon Diggs, when he leaves, you still got Nico Collins. So, in my opinion, excuse me, you have a four-headed monster.
And you still had a draft too, so even though y'all made all these moves in free agency, you can still do some stuff in the draft too. But I like how they're building this team for CJ Stroud. Offensively and defensively, with the addition of Danielle Hunter. And man, they got somebody else too. I can't think of the name right now.
Shazier.
Oh yeah, Shazier, the linebacker. Yeah, Texans, they looking real good right now.
They are.
And I feel like the Stephon Diggs addition is good. It's a final piece to their offensive puzzle. I feel like you got a veteran receiver in the room to trade. I mean, to teach Nico Collins and Tank Dell. Now, y'all better hope that Stephon Diggs comes in with the right mindset because it's been rumblings that he was a problem with the Bills, but we'll see.
It could have been on that accord. It could have been frustration with playing the Buffalo. You get so far and you don't make it, you tend to get frustrated.
That's also true. But let's see if he gets far with the Texans. I have a question for you. Do you believe the Texans are a threat to the Chiefs now with the addition of Stephon Diggs?
No. Not at all. I think it's still Baltimore. That's gonna be your best competition. But they're definitely like in the top three. Chiefs, Ravens, and Texans. But nobody else really has the weapons and the record to get that far.
I'm gonna go with the Texans, man. I know on paper they look great. I like to see the product on the field, but on paper they look great. I would pick their offense right now over the Baltimore Ravens offense because I feel like they'll be more well-rounded on offense. I know Baltimore got Derrick Henry, but still they don't. I mean, they have Zay Flowers, but I would like for them to get another like big physical receiver because I feel like I got nothing but speed guys in that receiving corps.
I feel you. Let me ask you this. Do you think if you take away Travis Kelce or if a team can take away Travis Kelce, that the Chiefs can still go as far?
I'm gonna say no because I still don't trust their wide receiver room. Like it's still young, and they cut MVS, so they don't have him no more. They still have the young receivers they drafted, Sky Moore and Rashee Rice, but they still need. I would like for them to get a veteran receiver, especially during free agency. But it looks like they're gonna add another receiver during the draft. Which I'll be okay with that too, especially if it's a receiver like Xavier Worthy, somebody like that, because I feel like or the other Texas wide receiver, Adonai Mitchell, he's bigger, more physical type, but they need to add more to that receiving corps because I feel like yes, the duo of Patrick Mahomes and Travis Kelce is great, but I feel like somebody's gonna find a way to neutralize that. Like these defenses are gonna find a way to try to slow that connection down. But I like the Texans' chances as a threat to the Chiefs. I just feel like they'll be more well-rounded offense. They got Joe Mixon in the backfield. He also can catch the ball out of the backfield. So you add another pass catcher to that offense. Then you got Schultz. He's a solid tight end. And then we got the wide receivers that we just mentioned.
Only time will tell.
All right. Next thing. Speaking of CJ Stroud, do you believe he's a new he's be in the running for an MVP next season?
He could, but it depends if he has, if he starts out hot, then yeah. But they gotta make sure he doesn't hit that sophomore slump.
That's gonna be key here because I know it was a sophomore slump, it's real. But I think that's why they went out and grabbed Joe Mixon to take the pressure off of Stroud because he didn't really have much of a running game last season. Devin Singletary, he's a nice running back, but he's not a starter to me. He's like a backup, maybe even a third down running back. But you get every down running back and Joe Mixon, that's just gonna open things up more for CJ Stroud in that offense.
I feel you. I definitely feel you. You could be right.
That's definitely gonna take pressure off of the young quarterback.
Yeah. And that's what you want. Less pressure makes it easier.
All right, last thing we're gonna hit on about this topic. How do you feel? How like what is the Bills' plans now with replacing Stefon Diggs?
They are in rebuild mode, in my opinion. Yeah, they should got Josh Allen, but they definitely need some complimentary pieces for him. Because without that, you're not going nowhere. You'll mess around and be the last in the East.
Yeah, I have two ways that they can replace Stefon Diggs. The first way is through trade. They could trade for T. Higgins or Brandon Ayuk. He's not happy with San Francisco. He wants his bag. Those are two options right there that are more established, more veteran. Not gonna say they're gonna replace what Diggs did in Buffalo, but at least you have a solid wide receiver.
I feel like I definitely understand that, and I would agree on both.
And then another way is through the draft, like I mentioned. They get one of these receivers like Mitchell from Texas. Probably not worthy because he may be gone by the time Buffalo picks, but receiver like that or Troy Franklin from Oregon or Keon Coleman from Florida State. Those are some good receivers, but unless they trade up and get one of the big dogs, I don't see them getting like a receiver like. They definitely like getting Marvin Harrison Jr. because he's top five.
Yeah, he's gonna be gone and to Arizona probably.
Yeah, they're not gonna get the wide receiver from Washington, Rome Odunze. They're not gonna get him.
Nah,
So,
both of them gonna be gone. The top few receivers are gonna be gone.
yeah.
Way before they pick.
Yep. So that's it on the Buffalo Bills trade to Stephon Diggs to the Houston Texans. Y'all make sure to comment in the comment section once this video is uploaded. Let us know your thoughts on the trade. What do you think the Bills should do? And yeah, all of that. But next, we're gonna move over to our NBA games review for the week. So El, go ahead and kick us off with your game review.
I had the Denver Nuggets versus the Clippers. Man, and let me tell y'all, that was a great game. It came down to the wire. It was the last second 3-point shot by Jokic. It didn't go in, but the fact that you made it competitive says everything. The final score was 102 to 100. Jokic was the leading scorer for the Nuggets. He had 30 or 28, and I think Paul had like 30 for the Clippers. Again, it was a heck of a game. What says you, Jake?
It sounds like a good game. I know Clippers are trying to hold on to their fourth seed in the West. Have teams like the Mavericks and other teams creeping up on them for that fourth spot in the West. But they was able to pull out the win last night against the Nuggets. So good for them. It's always a good time when those teams, two teams match up. They have great players on both teams. And I'm just ready for the playoffs, honestly. But let me get into my game. I watched the Hawks and the Mavericks. As y'all can see, rocking the Mavericks today, y'all.
Horrible. Nobody
MFLs
don't know where that.
for life, baby. With the
You
Mavericks.
don't mean that.
The Mavericks won 109 to 95. They beat the Hawks. Luka had 25 points, 12 rebounds, 8 assists. PJ Washington, he had 19 points, 8 rebounds. And Kyrie had 26 points and 5 rebounds. I like to say I like the improvement that I'm seeing from PJ Washington. He's improving his 3-point shot. He's been more consistent now these last few games on shooting the 3-ball. And that's important. We need that. And come playoff time, we're gonna need that because everybody gonna be trying to slow down Luka and Kai, and you need a third person to get you some points and to be able to shoot the 3. So, congrats to PJ. I'm happy for him. Glad he's balling out. And speaking of PJ, he over the last 6 games, he's been averaging 14.7 points. I'm just rounding that up to 15 points per game. He's shooting 44% from the 3-point line. From the 3-point line, and he's averaging 7 rebounds. So, if he's able to keep this up, come playoff time, the Mavericks are going to be dangerous. And then I like the play from Gafford and Lively. I know Lively, he's out right now, but hopefully he'll be back in time for the playoffs. But I like overall, I like what I'm seeing from the Mavericks. I just hope they keep it up once the playoffs get here.
Let's hope they do that. That's all you can do is hope.
All right, lastly, guys, we're gonna talk about the rumors floating around about the Chiefs and the mayor here in Dallas. He wants the Chiefs to move here to Dallas. He wants a second team here in Dallas. What are your thoughts on that?
Why? There's no point for that. You already have the Dallas Cowboys. There's no point for you to have the Chiefs come back. They left for a reason. Let them stay gone. Even if they come back, that's not going to help y'all win the Super Bowl. It's still going to be the Kansas City Chiefs Super Bowl winners, not the Dallas, whatever they want to be calling themselves.
Don't see it happening. And I know the mayor, he's been talking about this for a while. This is not the first time, but a couple of years ago he was talking about it. He wanted to take a team here in Dallas, but I don't see it happening no time soon. I think we have enough going on here in Dallas as it is. Like, even
Sports
when
wise, we do.
sports wise and entertainment wise, like, I always seem to have concerts and stuff at the AT&T Stadium, at the American Airlines Center. Adding another team into the mix, that's gonna cause, I think it'll cause chaos.
And it's unnecessary.
Even though the Cowboys not winning, I still gotta rep them, you know.
He has no choice.
But it would be cool if they were to move here. And I know Patrick Mahomes, he's from Texas, and he grew up a Cowboys fan. He loved the Cowboys, but I just don't see it happening. They done so much for the city of Kansas City. They have a loyal fan base. Mahomes, I think he's a part-time owner of their baseball team, the Kansas City Royals. So that'll cause issues with that, with the relocation. But I don't know. I mean, I don't see it happening.
Me neither.
But is there anything else you want to add, Il?
Thank you for supporting us. We love y'all. Again, check out some of those UFL games if you can. Follow us on our social sites, and keep We got more heat coming. And keep subscribing and commenting. Please, thank you.
Yes, please make sure you like and subscribe at the end of this video. And we have hit our goal, you guys. We have made 100 subscribers. As of yesterday, we hit 100. So, gotta keep that train rolling at 100 subscribers. And I want to give a shout out to one of our subscribers, Dylan Bonds. Seems like a great young man. Man, I'm off with Bleacher Report. I want to say appreciate you watching the show, checking out our content, bro. And this young man, we inspired this young man so much that this young man decided to start his own show, his own podcast with his cousin. So we appreciate that. I mean, that's what it's all about. We love to talk about sports, but we also like to inspire as well. So thank you, Dylan, for subscribing. And y'all be safe. Y'all have a blessed one. And we had a heat coming, like L said, draft coming up. So we got some stuff planned for the draft. So y'all stay tuned for that. Y'all be blessed, and we love y'all.